So a few weeks ago,
yep.
Steve and I sent a voicemail to another Weird Al podcast, The Weird Alphabet.
Yes.
And it sounded a little bit like this.
Greetings, Alphabots. We are Yankovics. We are writing to let you know that we have captured 28 of your pigeons. We have sent this one back to deliver this message. We, the collective consciousness known as Yankovics, have heard your podcast, and it appears that you believe you are Yankovics as well. We must be one. We're all Yankovics. Join us or we will devour the remaining 27 pigeons, KFC style. You have until February 26th to comply. Contact us at the Weird Line at 302-72-WEIRD. Bye-bye. P.S. This pigeon will self-destruct.
So, of course, they responded.
Yeah.
And this is what they responded with.
Hey, so we got your carrier pigeon, or rather, you blew it up.
We're just calling to inform you that we never want to call you. So I just hope you know that we are going to never, ever call you. We're not going to call your phone number. We're not going to talk to you. We're not even going to associate with you. We do not negotiate with terrorists, but we especially don't negotiate with weirdos on the internet who want to talk about Weird Al.
And yeah,
give us our pigeons back.
Yeah,
for real.
All 27 pigeons. Although, if you send it KFC style, I won't mind that one.
We are very hungry people.
KFC and our pigeons back.
Yeah, both would be nice.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? You can forget the pigeons. Just the KFC.
Yeah, bring us food.
Give us back our pigeons.
Okay, you know what? And also, by the way, don't bother calling back because we're blocking you.
We're blocking this phone number.
We're blocking it. And we told all of our listeners to block it, too.
Yeah. Try to call them.
You can't call them because they blocked you.
Because we don't want your nonsense.
That's right.
Wendell Yankovich.
Yankovich. More like Yankov.
Okay. Not sure where this is going.
Hey.
But now here's the rest of our real episode.
Sure. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Ooh.
What's wrong, Charlie? You seem down.
I'm sad.
Why?
I lost on Jeopardy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I came back in Wheel of Fortune.
Yay!
Yeah.
You showed that Alex Trebek.
No.
Wait, what?
No, it's no. Art.
Art Fleming.
Yeah.
Kids know him.
Oh, sure. You know his name.
I've heard the song.
Yep.
It doesn't always come to mind, but yes, I've heard the song.
This is off of Weird Al's second CD or album.
Album, yeah.
In 3D, which came out in 1984. It was also a single in 1984 later, 4 months later.
Uh-huh.
And the B-side on the 7-inch single was I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead. And off the 12-inch single was Mr. Popeil.
Really?
Yep.
He did I'll Be Mellow When I'm Dead off a previous album as a B-side?
Apparently.
That's weird.
That not only that, the 12-inch album has an extended cut of I Lost on Jeopardy.
Wow.
But no more like lyrics or anything.
Oh, just longer.
Just
more
longer
instrumental.
Song. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of instrumental in the original song.
Exactly, exactly.
Cool. All right.
This is a parody, a direct parody of Jeopardy by the Greg Kin. The Greg Kin Band.
Yeah, it was a stretch. I don't know how I came up with this one.
Yes, yes. Yes. And the chorus is Our Love's in Jeopardy.
Yes.
So this is I Lost on Jeopardy.
Yep. Yep. I think this song is somewhat credited for bringing Jeopardy back. I've heard that.
At times. Now, that's another
somewhat
story.
Credited.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. But what it really kind of sparks it is I think Weird Al jokes about it, but also it was joked about by that guy.
Art Fleming?
Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin, that's right.
Weird Al was on Merv Griffin's show in like the summer of 84,
uh-huh.
played this song,
yeah.
and Merv was like, yeah, in fact, it's really close to me because Jeopardy is coming out in September. The new one's coming out, and since I created it, hearing this song made me want to create a new one or something like that. Now, it would have already been in production at that point,
right.
so it's too late for him to have heard this song beforehand,
right. okay.
but the question is, when did Weird Al get permission from him? Because Weird Al asked Greg and
Merv
to do this parody, okay, because he got permission from everybody.
Gotcha.
And so the question is, was that like a year earlier? And maybe he just sort of was like, and Merv was like, oh, sure. And then he was like, you know,
hey,
what? Jeopardy.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Well, it definitely got people thinking about Jeopardy.
Yeah. You know. So like 3 weeks after the single came out or something, the new Jeopardy was on.
Awesome.
Yeah. With Alex Trebek.
Yes.
So it's a weird kind of, they like to joke about it. I can't think that it's actually serious.
Right.
My only thought is maybe there was a little bit of like Weird Al talking about it, planting a seed, yeah, of it when he asked for permission.
Perhaps.
So it's less the actual song and more of the permission for the song, I think, okay, that might have sparked the renewal of Jeopardy.
It maybe
which
brought
is
interest.
Still running.
It brought interest to it.
Yes, exactly.
That's how great this song was.
And it, so it's been running for more than like 20, it's almost 23 years at this point. No, 24. No, 23.
30. 33. Yeah, you're a decade off there, Charlie.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
It's been a while, yeah.
Mm. Wow. All right. The Greg
Kin
song was number 2 on the charts.
Was it?
Guess what number 1 was?
Beat It.
There you go.
Hey.
Welcome to 1 degree of Weird Al.
Yeah, right.
Like always.
He picks the good ones.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a fun song.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun song. It's one of the songs that a lot of older folk know, I guess. I
feel older like folk.
Well, I mean, because like kids won't know this song.
Yeah.
But it was pretty popular for, right, the time that it came out.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it's not Eat It. You know what,
exactly,
I mean? Like, it's not one of the big ones.
It isn't. But yeah, this is, I think, I've been thinking about it. I think this might have been the actual first Weird Al song I ever heard.
Okay.
My
now, did you know the original,
me,
though?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know
the
original
for
years
thing
later.
A lot of people don't, yeah, even know that this is a parody, yeah, of something specific.
I mean, it's so obvious, but I know I never heard the original song until probably maybe 88.
I don't know if I ever listened to the original song in anything other than the context. No, I want to say maybe I did hear it somewhere.
Hmm.
Maybe I heard it on the radio on like an,
yeah,
oldie station or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. That was a parody?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How obvious is that? But no, my neighbor was playing like, you know, Dr. Mento songs for me, and this one came up and I really like this. And it's like, I thought, who is that? And he said, that's Weird Al Yankovic. I'm like, I think I've heard of him. I may have heard of like others before, but I didn't really realize, you know, this is the first one I'm like, oh, okay, this is what he does. I mean, even though I didn't know it was a parody, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because I don't think I had ever seen the show Jeopardy either, but I just remember hearing this song. And then he like same night, I listened to a few others. But this one always just makes me,
wow,
remember that time.
The origin story.
Exactly. So, yeah, we had like walkie-talkies. Like, he was across the street from me, and he was like just playing songs through his walkie-talkie from Dr. Demento into my room. And I was sitting at my window. Like, he was at his window across the street playing these songs for me. I thought,
aww,
it was really cool.
You going to do that with like a girl?
That would be better. But, you know, I don't think a girl would have done that. I would have married that girl. Jeez. No. But no,
like,
yeah, really
Taylor,
cool,
Swift and like,
yeah,
one of her early songs.
No, it's
songs,
just some cool, you know, like, not cool. This is, maybe not cool at all. He's listening to Dr. Demento, some weird kid across the street.
Yeah.
He was a few years older than me, but he was like, you know, educate me on funny stuff because he knew I had a weird sense of humor. You know, we were goofing around a lot about Star Wars and whatnot. But
cool.
Yeah. I always remember this song because like, this is like the first one he played for me, and then he, like a bunch of others later he would play, but. Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. We're going to jump sort of into the video right away because,
yes,
the video so,
wow,
excellently captures the fun parts of the song. Like,
yes,
you can't really separate them, and the video is almost the best way to explain. Like, the song by itself is a lot of fun, but because of what he got for the video,
yeah,
in addition, because,
yeah,
he got all the voices for the video, so he actually has all the stars in it.
Yeah.
And that makes the video that much more fun. So we're going to jump,
yeah,
right
Don
into
Pardo
it. But first, yeah, we got to talk about the original video.
Oh, boy.
Which, okay, so it's no...
watch
it's
this
no
video.
It's no El DeBarge.
No.
Okay, but it's like almost... Oh, it's...
Wow. Stop
crazy.
This podcast right now and go watch the video for Jeopardy by Greg Kin. We'll wait.
Yeah.
Come back.
So we're gonna
right?
Go
oh my gosh.
Oh,
you saw
okay.
that?
Oh, they're back already.
Well, they paused it. We don't have to wait that long.
Oh.
Did you see? Oh,
oh
wow. Let's
gosh.
Talk about this video.
Okay, multiple endings.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead. This
what?
Is a guy who's clearly been divorced already at this point.
Or doesn't want to get married. He's having
but,
some serious
No, he was
cold
divorced.
Feast.
I know what? That much.
Oh, okay, he
yeah,
was
yeah,
divorced.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, the video, like the hands melding together.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? The organs and connecting?
Why was the priest doing the weird, like that's a...
That's
that
not how you say put a ring on.
That
would have been a much different dance from Beyonce. If you wanted that, you should have put the ring
on it.
That's not what that means.
Yeah, well, but see, that to me, that would be like, good for you.
Yeah.
And he's such a... maybe it's the time, but he's such a jerk. Like, he's there.
The priest?
No. Greg is like hanging out with his boys and having fun, like to the point where he like doesn't even see his like bride walking down the aisle.
Dad grabs
and the
him.
Dad like, and you're just like, dude,
this is not a good wedding.
As a guy who's been in a wedding now,
ours went pretty good.
Yeah.
We're not married, not ours. Literally, our individual weddings that we each had separately
we both
went better
went
than
at.
This one.
We both were at.
Yes, we were at each other's weddings.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, this was seriously some weird stuff going on in this video. So,
but it was, and there's some more. This is one of the early concept videos for MTV,
right?
And I think that by doing it this way.
Uh-huh.
It becomes what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think the only reason people knew this song was because they saw the video on MTV.
Yeah.
And they played the video on MTV because it was the one of the first early, like, actual, like, thematic story videos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's still others. It's not
similar,
the first.
It's
but
similar
like,
to Thriller in some ways.
Similar to Thriller, yeah.
And, I mean, a low-budget Thriller.
And so it's neat because that's the reason people know this song is the video. Like, I can't think of anything else. And so it's neat. It's got multiple endings.
Yeah.
It's got...
I don't know how I missed this video. I don't think I'd ever seen it. And I used to watch MTV all the time. And I, after watching it just now, I can pretty much say I've never seen this video. Because I would have loved this video.
This is nuts video.
It's insane.
But then it's got this like escape... the Pina Colada song ending, kind of, which I thought was cute.
Which I thought was weird, though, because he was like getting away from her, and then all of a sudden they're there together. Maybe they just didn't want to have the wedding?
I don't know. No, it was kind of like, oh, I'm nervous, and you're nervous too. Oh, well, if the two of us are nervous together,
it's
then it must
great.
Be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But I guess they're like, well, let's just not get married.
I never thought the Pina Colada song made sense anyway. No, so it's just like, no, wait a minute. Now you're both cheating. So it's okay if both of you had tried to cheat but couldn't find anybody better to cheat with? Is that the lesson we're getting from this?
Right?
I don't know.
Anyways.
So that video definitely informs Weird Al's video in interesting ways that you don't, there's no way you would know of until you watch the video.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Weird Al's video.
Uh-huh.
So much fun.
Yes. Is that the actual set?
No. No. I looked up the old set. It's okay.
Similar.
The scoreboard is similar.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's offset by like I think 15, 20 years or so. So maybe
I'd say
15.
10.
Okay, but it's enough that you're like it when it went to the video screens and stuff. I think that it was so much better.
Yeah.
This was like an old school thing, and they even have like. They abbreviate like everything.
Yeah.
So like daughter was like DAUG or something like because like
they're so small.
They had to put all these things. So I watched an episode or two of that.
And
it's okay. It's close. It's close. It's not the same. I mean, originally it was in black and white.
Wow. Really?
So it's neat. It's sort of, it feels like it, but it's not
the new Jeopardy.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, it wasn't the new Jeopardy because nobody knew what the new Jeopardy was. I mean, like, it would have been creepy if he had known what the new Jeopardy was. He could have known what it was.
He could have gotten information.
Merv could have told him, but it wouldn't have been the same. And
the new Jeopardy, nostalgic.
But it needs to be nostalgic because it needs, because he gets Art Fleming and Don Pardo, who are the host and announcer of the show, the real show, in his video.
Which is awesome. And Greg Kinn's in the end, too.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Spoiler alert.
His parents are in the video.
Yeah.
In fact, Merv Griffin was talking to him after he performed that. Like I said, he performed this on stage.
Yeah.
And for Merv Griffin on his show. And then he was talking. And Merv was like, I can't believe you actually got like Art Fleming to like put his hands in his ears. And like, because he was always so serious when I was working with him. And Weird Al's like, yeah, no, he was up for everything. He was having a lot of fun. So this is cool. This marks the first artist cameo.
Yeah.
Of anybody, and that's Greg Kinn at the end. And Greg Kinn at the end is basically driving the car with a bride who was how he ended the first video.
Yeah.
So it's a great thing. And then he looks back and winks, and you're like, that's perfect.
It's like he left his video and drove into Weird Al's video.
Yeah,
picked him up, and who knows what the three of them went to do on their wedding night. So
and I couldn't find who was the bride in the original video.
Wasn't the same girl.
It looks like Joan Jett.
I swear it's Joan Jett.
It looks like
it's
Joan Jett.
It's Joan Jett. Let's just say it's Joan Jett.
and then in this video, you don't even see the bride.
No.
But Greg Ken always is talking about, not the first video, but in the Weird Al video, the bride ended up being somebody in a girl band who would become famous in a girl band later.
But didn't say who.
But never tells you who it is. It's
Susanna Hoffs.
Maybe?
Yeah, she's from Bangles, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But he never says it. And it's weird and it's creepy. And now it's 2018 and you start to go, ooh,
who
maybe,
was it?
Maybe there's a reason.
Yeah, like, it was.
Maybe she was 17 or something.
It's just a video.
Yeah, well, but you're like, who knows?
They didn't really go do anything. Come on.
Well, but to be known hanging out, like, yeah. Well, maybe it's like some kind of like,
maybe they didn't pay her anything.
I want to be like a conspiracy theorist or something and be like, you know, like they then witnessed this murder. Oh, and so he's like,
can't say who
but
it
they
was.
Were in that car when they witnessed it because they sort of, apparently,
maybe
and here's
robbed
the thing,
the store.
They did a couple of takes and then on the last take, they just sort of drove off. And kept on driving
like,
back to their hotel.
We're
and
done.
It was like hours uh-oh. Later that the production was like, oh, wait, we found you at your hotel.
Yeah. Weird Al too?
I don't know. That was the part
they
that
drive off. They're
about.
All three in the car.
I know. That's why I'm confused.
You're talking
about
the original video or Al's video?
Al's video.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just playing an accordion in the corner.
But Greg loved it. He even on his MySpace 10 years ago, he wrote about it. The post was called Weird Al and Mailbox Money.
Okay.
And he basically talks about how Weird Al asked him up and he was like, yeah, that's totally cool. Let's do that. He splits the royalties and he says he gets half of the royalties.
Wow.
Which is the first time I've seen an actual definition of percentages.
How much? Yeah.
And he said it was great because it was on this and then it was on Greatest Hits number 2 or something like that. I don't understand why it's on number 2. It would be on number 1, I think. But that went platinum.
Yeah.
So he gets a whole bunch of money from this every once in a while. And it's just like, that's very cool. He had a lot of fun doing it. He says, Weird Al's a great guy. He says, if you ever have a hit record and Weird Al or anybody wants to do a parody of it, say yes.
Right. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Greg Kinn's stamp of approval.
He's in for it.
He probably makes more money from Weird Al's than his own song.
Probably.
Yeah. Because it's on now Squeeze Box.
At this point now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There's no way he's not.
Right.
Like, who else buys his songs?
No one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His entire
career is Jeopardy.
Money is
his
based on
in
this
Jeopardy.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, no. He seems like a cool guy.
He does.
Don't mess with him like that.
I'm not. He's cool.
So, like we said, his parents are in it? Weird Al's parents are in the video? I don't understand the extra kid.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Weird.
Who's the kid?
Why,
like a neighbor
why can't,
kid?
His
a cousin,
parents,
maybe?
His parents could easily have thrown that... that picture into the
right,
yeah, exactly.
Another kid, that's weird,
it's very strange,
yeah.
But lots of fun. Dr. Demento's even in it.
Yep. Who's the architect and the plumber?
I don't think there are anybody,
no one,
nobody's
they're
pointed
extras.
Them out. They're extras,
yeah, okay. They didn't become anybody.
Somebody on the forum did talk about the fact that it's kind of funny because they were asking who won, and based on the last one of the shots, the architect wins by like 320 to like 260 or something.
Yeah.
But then they were like, but the architect didn't get a song later by Weird Al when the plumber did.
Aha, the plumber song.
Yeah.
Well, handy. Kind of an architect, maybe a little bit.
No, that's not an architect at all. Architect of France.
Yeah, they just designed it.
What's funny is Weird Al is an architect.
Yes, that's how that was funny.
Yeah, so that was what I was reading all the comments. For some reason, I decided to read the comments on the video. Most of them were positive. No, they were actually positive.
Okay.
But a lot of them were like, Weird Al is actually a smart guy. And we're all like, yeah, we know.
Duh.
Yeah, it's if you know anything about
not
Weird Al.
Not news.
Not news. But it's several times. Like, you know, you just keep
repeating. I guess people don't know his history, yeah.
That's a possibility. Yeah, we are a little unique, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some other fun things from the video, some of the categories.
Yes.
Famous accordion players.
I love that one.
All right. Food, of course, Weird Al. TV themes.
He should have won this.
Yeah, exactly.
He really should have won. Come on.
And then potpourri, because potpourri is
it's always potpourri.
It's
yeah.
the joke for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's the Jeopardy joke. You got to put potpourri in. A couple other things, too. Some questions that were actually asked.
Uh-huh.
How many bricks are in the Great Wall of China?
Yep.
What is the secret ingredient found in Cheese Whiz and Crazy Glue.
What about the Druid? No, suck a... Is this because suck the chrome off a Buick?
This German baritone...
Baroness.
Could suck the chrome off a Fender. Yeah.
I thought it was a Buick was in there. Suck the chrome off a Fender. Okay.
Yep.
I could have sworn there was the word Buick in there somewhere.
Nope.
Okay.
and this may be a reference to Jeanette Schnard.
Okay.
Who was a baroness... Who also was good at whistling.
I don't think that's the reference, but okay.
Yep.
Let's just go with that, Charlie.
No, it is. That's what.
Okay.
That's what it is.
She was on G.I. Joe, you know, the Baroness.
Yeah.
You know, she got with Destro because.
Nope. Moving
no,
on.
Not going to finish that sentence.
That equation was for Lorentz, the transformations. It's about a speed of relativity thing, the math question.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a Chinese symbol, I think, or Japanese.
Is that when his head started to spin?
Yes. 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 On Ask Al, somebody asked him how his head spun, and he goes, I think it was counterclockwise.
Yeah, a good answer.
Yep.
Ba-da-bum.
So lots of fun things in that video. I just,
it was good.
That's it's a good video. It's video. A good video. And another reference to the original, as he's being pulled out, he grabs the part of the
podium,
and rips it off. And in the video, the original video, he uses part of a pew that he rips off.
Right.
So it's the same. And then he plays guitar on it. And stuff.
Right. It's kind of weird.
Like,
it's almost the same shape. The piece of the,
Purposely the same shape because it's a reference.
Right.
But it's just such a weird detail that you're just like, yeah that's awesome.
There isn't.
The original video was pretty awesome.
There wasn't much you could do to reference in his video. I mean, I kind of wish they had the man-eating plant. Like, Audrey 2 was there for some reason.
Yeah. Well, and then he stabs it with that thing. And, like, and then apparently the old priest, new priest.
Oh, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. They use split pea soup. Split pea soup.
Yes.
And that was like they pumped it full. Ew. And so when he stabbed
that's
them,
what
that's what was splattering
up?
Out. Yeah.
Split pea soup. Oh, boy.
Fun times. I also read that the video that looks like a home video.
Yes.
And everybody actually thought that was home video of his original wedding.
I thought that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not.
No.
They specifically shot it like that because it looked
real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And also helps make it sort of a... Okay, that video, like we said, has multiple endings where people—it's like X-Files. Like
yeah, it
it's
kept ending.
Weird.
Oh, nope. That was...
X-Files should totally do an episode about the Greg
about the video.
Yeah,
Loves
the Greg
in Jeopardy.
Sure,
why not?
That'd be awesome.
That would be great. Yeah,
they just did an episode a couple months ago. They did an episode about the Mandela Effect, and it was amazing because they connected the Mandela Effect. You know what that is?
Something about South Africa.
No. The Mandela Effect is large groups of people remembering something that didn't happen.
Yeah,
necessarily.
It's like the Sinbad,
like
movie.
Shazam, the Sinbad movie that never existed.
I saw it.
Or you know that old child book, those children's book series about a whole bunch of bears. What were they called?
Berenstain Bears.
Yes, it's Berenstain Bears, but it's everybody else remembers it as Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not.
Okay.
This is that's an effect. Then.
Yeah.
And so then they talk about maybe parallel universes or some kind of weird miss. Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. That kind of thing. And so they talk about it. And then they relate it to the concept of fake news in a way that's mind-blowing. And
nice.
If you haven't seen that episode, it's a brilliant
episode.
I don't
watch this.
Morgan, it's perfect.
All right.
You won't get it. It's not any fun because it flashes back to old episodes. So you won't understand.
I'll be lost.
But it's hilarious.
But that would be great to have a video of a creature in a church.
Yeah, yeah. That would be perfect.
Destroying a wedding.
Oh,
like
it would have been awesome.
Yeah, well. Truth is out there. What else you got? I know you got a lot on this video. We're chugging through.
I mean, the video itself, like, okay, well, we haven't really talked about, like, Don Pardo and his middle section, where he's like, win!
No, you don't start saying that.
Why not?
Because I don't want you to.
Oh, okay, well, we gotta talk about it.
We will.
You can say it's your favorite lyric now.
I will say it's my favorite lyric.
What is your favorite lyric?
You want to go to favorite lyrics?
Go ahead. Because
it's Don Pardo part in the middle. That's my favorite lyric. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, Al, you lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people, and you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser. That's my favorite line.
That's a good line.
I was like, I have that ready in my head. You're not messing that up for me.
Well, but it's awesome because he got Don Pardo to do it. I mean, like, everything about this video is really cool, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's fun.
It's so good.
It's pure fun, and he's got everything that he needs for the video.
Yeah.
Apparently, Greg Kinn says one of his band members always smoked. And in the video, I think Jay smokes? Chip.
Jim?
Jim, I think, Jim smokes in the video.
Kimo West?
Yeah, yeah, when he
or
looks
Steve
behind.
Jay. See, I always mix them, their names
Ooh,
up.
There you go, yeah.
Jim and the Jay always mixed up. That's why I always mess up their names. And for me, Steve looks more like a Jim, and Jim looks more like a Steve. So I always mix them up. I don't know why. I've known the band for years. I'm not personally, but every time I go to say one, I'm like, okay, which is the guitarist, which is the bass? I mix them up all the time. Anywho, you're talking about the guitarist.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was tense. I was nervous. I guess this wasn't my night. Art Fleming gave the answers, but I couldn't get the questions right.
I
lost on Jeopardy. Like anytime he makes fun of the like repetitive lyrics, things like that is awesome. It's so good. It's a good, good, solid song.
I agree.
It works. I like the song. I think the song is recorded and he does, he ups the game of the original. The original song sounds a little weird to me in terms of just like the quality and the mix and stuff.
So you think or at least in the video. Better.
I think he makes it better.
Okay.
I think he brings the lyrics to the forefront a little bit and they're a little bit poppier
they're
in a
clearer.
Weird way or clearer.
Yeah.
It's, I think this is a better song.
I agree.
Especially because nobody's ever heard of the other song.
Yeah. It went to number two. Come on. Some people heard it.
Yeah. But he also talks about, I love also the very last lyric, which is, maybe I'll do better next week on The Price is Right.
Yes,
so he makes the I still work, but also references another thing. So that's really cool.
Fantastic.
We got a couple of quick little things.
Yes,
tidbits.
Quick little things.
Weird Al Yankovic.
I've heard of him.
How many game shows do you think he's been on?
Game shows? I'll say three.
Nope. Four.
Wow, I was close.
He's been on four game
guess
shows.
Guess what they would be. Family Feud.
Nope.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Nope.
Dang it. The Wall.
No.
Jeopardy. Celebrity Jeopardy.
Close.
What?
He was on...
Double Dare.
Rock and Roll
Jeopardy. Okay.
He also was on Family Double Dare.
I was close.
We're going to get to this. Okay, in 1988, he was on Remote Control as a contestant.
Oh, I love that
Along
show.
With Julie Brown.
Yeah.
And LL Cool J.
Not Downtown Julie Brown.
No. The Julie Brown from
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yes. Yeah. He looks really cute.
I'm a blonde.
He was really cute all of a sudden. Like, I don't remember like being attracted to her, but like going back to like her 80s. Oh, we're doing this again, but like the Ally Sheedy thing. Going back to like 80s her
was
kind of cute.
I thought
like,
so. Quirky way. Anyway.
If I were as old as I am now, I'd find her cute then.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. LL Cool J also has this like weird like entourage bouncer behind him the whole time. It's very weird.
I saw that episode.
Yeah, it's weird.
I guarantee I saw that episode.
Yeah. Weird Al won $50,000.
Yeah.
No, sorry, $5,000.
Oh, close.
One of his questions he got right was about Khan from Star Trek.
Okay.
He actually buzzes in like 2 seconds in. Yeah, the question is like, who plays Khan?
Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban plays the same, and he buzzed two characters in, and then he stops, and he's like, Khan?
Yep.
And he's like, yes. He's also been a special category for them and stuff.
Okay.
So a lot of these things are, I'm just talking about when he himself has actually been on it.
Right.
The same year, 1988, he was on Family Double Dare, which apparently aired on Fox at one point.
Really?
Because I guess it went prime time.
Sure.
And he was on, I guess he joined a family. So he was on one family's team and he went up against Lou Ferrigno.
Whoa.
On the other team. His team won, so they got to do the obstacle course or slopstable course, and they won $26,000.
Nice.
Of cash and prizes.
Of course.
Yeah. In 1994, he was actually on Wheel of Fortune.
Fish.
No, Wheel of Fortune. He won $30,500 of cash and prizes.
Nice. Yep.
He was on with Little Richard and James Brown.
Oh, he destroyed them, I'm sure.
Yes. He said, I don't really want to be on Wheel of Fortune. And they were like, it will be with Little Richard and James Brown.
You can't
he
turn
was
that
like,
down.
Done.
Yes.
I
cannot
am going.
Turn that down.
And he's got a famous story about like James Brown somehow didn't even know what was going on and didn't understand what was going on.
Was I want like, to see that episode.
I want to just, and
Give
so like they were doing a practice and so he spun and he was like, I'd like, an A. And he's like, no, if you spin the wheel, you got to give me a continent.
A consonant.
Back
in so, Asia.
So he goes, he does. He says Europe or something.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. So that was fun. He's also on a couple like that. that week was weird because they said it was a week of stars, but then like I think they had multiple stars on multiple episodes back and forth. Like I didn't understand it because he was announced with this whole list of other people.
Right.
So he was on a couple of episodes that week, I think.
All right.
He got to the end. He won. He got no harm done. Okay. Was the last.
Oh, okay.
Puzzle.
Okay, gotcha.
And he had the N, the O, the R, the M, the D, the O, and the N, and the E. So all he needed to do was come up with H and A.
Yeah.
To figure out what the thing is. Gotcha. And so he kind of does it slow. He's like, no harm. Like using all of his seconds. And then he does this thing where like he overreacts totally and like flops all over the stage and stuff. It's a lot of fun. The funniest thing though is when they get back to, you know, they come back from commercial for that, that thing. And he's like, hi, I'm Mundane Pat here with Weird Al. Merv Griffin, I think, did something similar. Like, I'm Normal Merv or something like that. A lot of people were also, well, we'll get to that. In 1994-ish, we think, he was also on Rock and Roll Jeopardy, which I think was on VH1.
Yes.
And he played and won $2,500.
That's not much.
And they played I Lost on Jeopardy over the credits at the end of the song, of the show. I couldn't figure out who else was on that show with him.
Pretty sure I saw it, but I don't remember.
Yeah. One more little thing was, I think Greg said that a DJ talked to him one time, or maybe Weird Al, one of those two, was talked about, and he played Jeopardy on the radio and was like, the first person to call me and tell me who this is by wins something. And the first 10 callers all were like, Weird Al?
Aww.
So, yeah, lots of fun things with this.
All right.
We got to give it a rating.
We did. You did do your right. Yeah, you did your lyric. Ratings. Oh, man. God, you, what would you say? I'm going to say, I like the song.
Listening back.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
Because it's good.
It's
a solid song. It takes the original song,
ups
it. I don't mind listening to it again. I'm not going to listen to it 5 times in a row, but I'll listen to it twice in a row, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's solid. And he's got the cameos that he needs for it. The video takes it that much higher.
I agree. I'm going to do a 4 also.
Ooh, this is actually a pretty high rating one, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking about going a little bit lower before we started talking about it. And, like, you know, I think you convinced me.
Is it weird that he later does a song called Trapped in the Closet with Vanna White? He's really hitting the
Merv Griffin stuff. I think they're both Merv Griffin shows, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Interesting.
Also, Merv Griffin not only created the show, but also wrote the theme song to it.
Huh.
Yeah, just in case you wanted
was
to know.
Was the original theme song the same?
I think?
I don't know.
You're asking weird questions. I didn't go that far.
I don't think that's actually the theme song. That's actually the waiting music. I don't think that's when they start the show. Anywho, I don't remember now. It's been a while since I've watched Jeopardy.
It starts like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Jeopardy.
Something.
Where the contestants.
It's not the same as the waiting music.
Yeah. Nope.
All right. Well, anyways, that's it. That's a good song.
You can call us at the Weird Line.
Yep.
I'm Charlie. I have a beard. Please call me at 302-72-WEIRD.
Yeah.
302-72-WEIRD. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Just type in We're All Yankovics. Also find us on...
You said Twitter?
Twitter. Also find us on iTunes. Rate us and review us and leave messages for
5 stars, then you can write whatever
email
you want.
Us. You can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
Yep.
And yeah, just lots of stuff, lots of fun. We're enjoying our time.
We are.
So call us up and make us feel not lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Make us feel not lonely.
Not like we're losers.
No.
On Jeopardy.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete...